If you'd like to speak to someone about his condition, his situation, said the very pretty nurse as I emerged from the aseptic room. There's a social worker. I think she can see you now. Oh, she added, smiling at my awkwardness. You can put the booties and gown in this bin. The gloves and mask go over here in the trash. The very pretty nurse returned to her paperwork behind the efficient octagonal desk, each side facing a window that displayed a patient prone upon a sterile bed and breathing only with the muted mechanical wheeze of a ventilator. As I removed my soft-shelled carapace, placing each fouled item in its proper receptacle, I asked her if she'd been taking care of him since he arrived. Had she been his nurse the whole time? Your friend, she said, looking up from her chart. Yes, he's been with us quite a long time now. He's a doll, except when we try. But the social worker can tell you all about that. The consulting room is just down that little corridor. Third door on the left. The social worker said she'd meet you there. The social worker was setting up temporary shop in the small office, just four walls and a desk with a chair on either side. I'm so glad you came to visit William, she said, pulling a thick stack of files from her briefcase and offering me the chair with arms. You are only the second visitor he's had. The nurse tells me you didn't know where he was. No one knew, I said, and then explained that I meant no one in the neighborhood. Of course, she said. And how long have you known William? Only 6 weeks, I told her. 6 weeks, she said, her eyes becoming wary. You understand that he's... Of course, I said, embarrassed. That's right. I meant I only knew him for 6 weeks. I first met him 3 months ago. But he's been missing for half that time.